What's up, guys? It's Future Brendan, and once again, I have nothing to say. I thought I would have something for the monumental episode 42, The Meaning of Life, but I've got nothing. So just enjoy the episode. Why is this still going? I stopped you, what the fuck?
One,
two.
You don't fuck with the process, man.
I was checking if it was possible.
This is why we don't try new
Jinx,
shit.
Bro. Jinx, hey. You're not allowed to talk.
Oh, okay.
Look at me. Listen to me. I am the captain now.
Okay, well... What is happening? Okay, can we please stop this now?
I'm taking the podcast ransom.
Thank you. No. He freed me. I tried snapping to indicate my start of the count. One.
Yeah, I thought so.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Cool beans.
Yeah, I thought
that started pretty hostile.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 42, The Meaning of Life. Of the Turtlecast podcast.
Yeah, you didn't totally forget that was today.
Here's the thing. We somehow got ahead of schedule. No, we got behind. No. We got viciously behind schedule.
Wait. What do you mean?
Yeah, episode 32 was supposed to be on the 10th. I calculated that like back in like fucking, I think June or April. That was, you know, before I had to take a month-long hiatus for reasons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it makes sense. We're behind. We slacked a
bit. We're exactly a month behind more. No, we're... Fuck, it's the 10th. We're 3 weeks behind. But that's fine, though. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no. We did actually... Yeah, we did catch up when you came back.
Jürgen, stop. Stop. Stop.
Leave your microphone alone, please.
Cease existence.
I stopped moving. It stopped.
It sounded like popcorn was being popped, but like in my ears. Inside my ear canal.
Yeah, they're probably not going to hear this, but yeah. Yeah, I could see that. It was a solid green bar.
Oof. But okay, besides...
I'm going to have to change that, am I not?
I could do it before I say
anything. Besides the point. Bag of topics, Brennan.
I have a mighty bag of topics that I can yeet us in with today. But first, I just want to ask, how was your week, guys, since the last one?
No.
Were you asking me or Jonathan?
Both of you.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was a pretty big week for us.
I'm not bringing it up.
What do you mean?
We finished. We're done with our second year, man.
Not officially.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Okay, we're done with the... Jürgen, for fuck's sakes, what the fuck are you doing? And he's gone. Yeah, sometimes, just a very small part of me... wishes that I just fucking died at birth.
Hey, that's
sometimes,
enough of
I mean
that.
All the time.
It looks pretty cool, though.
Enough of what?
Yeah, I was tapping with my ruler on my desk and it looked pretty cool in the wave forms.
Dude, I need to fix that. Oh, fuck's sakes. Do you realize the work that you two make for me?
Nope.
Well, you should. These episodes are fucking massive. I need to clear space in my hard drive for fucking Cyberpunk, you dick.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you were with me today. I finally purchased Cyberpunk. It is pre-ordered. I'm going to... Jürgen, I am going to fucking strangle you. You do not live that far away.
That's gonna be... I mean, we might actually hear the end cap of that if that happens. I mean, it's like half an hour's drive.
Here's the thing. If you guys keep recording, then yes, you will most definitely hear me because I'll take my brother's keys, get in his car, drive, fucking plow through Jürgen's home, and just, you know, fucking grind his face off with a car tire.
Yeah, I'm back, guys. Carnage ensues.
Okay, so to the bag-o topics, right? Now, there are so many things that just happened during this. Okay. But I think the first thing that we have to mention is that the actor for Darth Vader, not James Earl Jones, the guy in the suit, has died.
R.I.P.
Who died?
So no F in the chat. Pay respects. A living legend. Okay, cool. That feels so fucking rude. But yeah, I feel like that had to be mentioned. Now, I had two dreams in this week that I feel are applicable, that I can tell the stories of. The first one was about my old landlady, who I despise. She's really just a class A fucking... What's the nice word, a nice way I can put this?
Asshole? Bad
yeah,
person?
Yeah, class A asshole. So, I had a dream where... okay, the details of a dream are a bit fuzzy, but essentially she told me that she was going to keep my deposit and demand more money from us for absolutely no reason. So and the dream me replied, yeah, you can, yeah, I actually left you some money. It's in the Sugandies. She's like, what's Sugandies? The Sugandies balls, bitch. And I hang up, and that was one of the best dream moments I've ever had, and I wish I had the opportunity to do that IRL. Jürgen!
I've got back to not dreaming, just going to sleep and waking up the next day disappointed.
Yeah. Okay, the second dream was a bit more, this one was fucking detailed. That happens every now and again, right? So, I dreamt this, that the three of us, finished uni, went to the and moved to the Netherlands, right? And we met a group of people there, and they, one of them, like, worked at a disabled shelter. I don't know, that sounds so stupid, but no, a care home for people that cannot care for themselves.
Fixed.
Yeah, it is fixed, finally. And
that was a struggle.
And one day I asked her, "Hey, do you need any help with anything?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure, come over and over." And her primary job was to care for this one person that was blind and deaf, and the person that lost her, the person that lost her vision and her hearing, she lost it. She wasn't born that way, and she knew she was going to lose it, so she learned Braille so she could at least still read. And people communicated with her by taking her hand and writing the letters, like, with your finger, tracing a letter on her hand, and they're just, you know, spelling words and shit, right?
Okay, just like Helen Keller, yeah, got it.
So, I decided, okay, I need to help this poor fucking person, and she had implants, right? Not those kind of implants, like, cybernetic eyes and ears, right? But they didn't work. So I grab my phone and, you know, with dream magic, lift the code from those things. I'm like, I can fix it. And in the meantime, I buy... this is actually a thing that when I woke up, checked, and it is actually a thing. A thing where you can type, and it's a Braille screen. So whatever you type appears on the screen in Braille so people can feel it. So as a more efficient way of communicating. And
that's an interesting screen.
Yeah, and it actually exists. I was like blown away that dream tech existed.
All right.
So, so I go home and you know, guys know I'm slowly tinkering away at an AI for myself, right?
Yeah, you mentioned it like two times.
Why my brain pulls a lot of shit from my life, and by then this thing existed and it improved itself and was basically a fully functioning human brain, right?
Nice.
So I took that code that I lifted from the ears and the eyes, and I slapped them into my computer and was like, okay, she has a human brain, so if I can make this code work with Jarvis, that, I mean, of course, I grabbed my dream grabbed
incredibly
the most famous robot. I mean, the most famous
incredibly
AI.
Original, yeah, got it.
So if I can make it work with Jarvis, that means I can make it work with her. So I started tinkering on the code. I didn't sleep for a week, and I made it work. And I, like, slapped it on. And I blame the fact that I'm writing again on this, for this part. Like, I got on my phone, I ran back, I told them, hey, listen, I need to do something. And I threw the code back, the updated code, into her eyes and ears. And it didn't work. And I, like, hung my head, you know, hair draping over. And then the person said, hey, you have longer hair than I thought. And I was like, oh, it fucking worked. I cured the blind and the deaf. Right? Not to say that it is something that needs curing. That was just my thought process at the moment. There is absolutely nothing wrong with people that are blind and or deaf. They are just as valuable in society. But a dreamy was like, holy shit, I cured it, right? And I mean, of course, the first thing is the people that... Yeah, the first thing that they do is call is the people that develop it tech call me and like, hey, you need to patent this shit. I'm like, yeah. I went and I patented it and I pulled the biggest dick move that I think I've ever pulled in any reality, dream or otherwise. I held a press conference where I said, hey, fuck you, pharmaceutical companies. My programming, my code base is free. And if you try to price gouge someone, if you try to charge exorbitant amount for implants, then you cannot use my code or any code like it because I hold the patent, bitch. So either you sell these things at a reasonable price or you cannot sell them at all. And that's basic. So I basically caused major reforms in the pharmaceutical industry. So yeah, dream meme went miles and I just woke up back in my disappointing life like, huh, I did absolutely nothing. Like, I have nothing to show for my existence.
Huh? Damn. Well, you got a few more years, like at 10 at least.
Yeah. I have
better time. Before you die of old age or something. I don't know.
Okay, cool. So those were the two dreams I had. Now we get back into... Do you guys have anything you want to add before I delve into the topics?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
No, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
So, the first thing that I want to bring up is something that I discovered within my errant browsing of the internet. There is apparently a large, and I do mean a surprisingly large amount of people who are obsessive fans of Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah, Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, I'm asking it like, who is it?
Why? He played Bilbo Baggins? No, Frodo. Was he Frodo or Bilbo?
Okay, Frodo, yeah.
The Hobbit in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he's Frodo.
Yeah, he's Frodo. Sam! Frodo!
Sam!
Yeah. So,
they kiss each other. A
concerning amount of people that, like, fucking... Interesting, I'm not trying to say that Elijah Wood is not an attractive man or anything, but, like, they write fanfictions about this guy. And I mean, a lot. They obsess over this guy. They gather every single image on the fucking planet.
He does have strikingly blue eyes.
No, he's not unattractive. But I mean, in the world with people like Chris fucking Hemsworth, he was not the actor that I thought would have this kind of following.
I mean...
Right? So, well, so I began... Okay, sorry.
I mean, everyone has the taste.
Everyone.
Sorry, what did you say?
Okay, we need to stop that. I said there's a niche for everyone.
Same.
But like, I can kind of see what they're talking about. Like, he's a different kind of attractive, you know?
Yeah, but, dude... And I got really, really curious. So I began digging into this fucking
person,
this world, this entire thing that I don't, this fucking undercover, just lurking below the surface of the internet. Because my search stopped. It is exactly that, because my search stopped when I clicked on a link, and it took me to a porn game where not yourself is the main character, you play Elijah Wood as the main character. And that's when I made search stuff. It's like, okay, if I find something worse in quotes than this, then, you know, that's not something I want to see.
Hmm.
Yeah, that is weird. That was
that,
the rabbit
hole. It kind of sounds like another one of your fever dreams. Yeah?
No, but it wasn't, though. It was. I can find that game again. I can link you that game.
Please don't. No need to. I'm not going to click on it. Ever.
That is a fair point. I only made it to, like, the first screen. Like, hey, you are Elijah Wood. And, I mean, I could tell from the site, it was clearly a site for, you know, 18-plus games, like Flash games and shit. I'm like, okay. Well, fuck. This is... Why does this exist? Why is this... Again, I have nothing against Elijah Wood. I actually really enjoy him as an actor. But, like, wasn't he on Through It Underground, the music video? Him and Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Jonathan, you can help me out on this.
Yeah, it was. It was him and Ryan Reynolds. Who tased the dude in the butthole over and over.
And over. I mean, fuck, he was in Back to the Future. He was in one of my favorite movies, Back to the Future Part 2.
I'll give it to Wesley. Looks like
He was in Back to the Future?
Yeah, I think it was maybe his first ever credited role. You remember in Back to the Future Part 2 where they go to 2015 and Marty goes into like the coffee shop and some kids are playing on an old arcade game?
He's one of those kids?
Oh.
He is one of those kids.
Yeah. I remember that now.
But, yeah.
And when I look back, I was like, oh yeah, that is so clearly him. Also.
Yeah, but that was before I watched Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, no, I saw Back to the Future before Lord of the Rings too. Like, I was a bit of late.
So I didn't know him back then. Yeah.
And also, something more. The girl who played Marty's boyfriend? I mean, the girlfriend? I think that same actress is the girl Homelander has a mommy fetish for in The Boys.
Oh.
It's Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, The Boys is such a good show.
It really is.
It portrays like a really different kind of viewpoint on what superpowers would do to a person.
I think it gives you a perfect, and I think it's the exact society version we'd move into if superpowers became a thing. We'd commercialize the living fuck out of it.
It is kind of the things. Like, everyone that's, you know, better than the rest kind of end up like that.
Yeah, we'd find a way to make money off of it.
It also would be a lot more tyrannical than people seem to think. Like, it won't be Avengers, I can promise you that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure it would be more tyrannical than it's portrayed. Like, okay, well, if it's developed by the company and they've been bred.
Let's throw those two examples. Like, if supers are made versus like some random genetic mutation and supers are born, what do you think will be the worse option?
Born if they were naturally born, definitely.
Yeah, and you don't know what you're gonna get. You might suddenly you don't have to worry. Oh no, my kid might have some genetic disorder. Oh no, my kid might have laser eyes and he's maybe gonna slice my wife in half.
Yeah.
Oh remember, fuck!
Remember, most people tend out to be shitty people.
Yeah.
So the dice roll is kind of on the low end for getting a good hero.
Yeah, first dick to get super powers, get super strength. You were fucked.
This way you can. Well, here's the thing. You're right. Okay, if you were offered superpowers, would you take it?
Yeah.
Depends. Okay. Like, do I get to choose, or do I just get random injection and see what happens?
No, you will get to control your power, like, guaranteed. It won't, turn you into the Thing or the Hulk where you can't control it. It might cause, transformations, but you can control the transformation.
No, not control. I'm talking about,
do I get to choose?
Or they're like...
You don't get full control.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, honestly, we don't know what the fuck this is going to do to you, but here's hoping.
It's going to give you a superpower.
A superpower you have full control over, and it won't affect your life if you choose not to.
I say I'll roll the dice, but in my luck, I'm probably get something I'll get something stupid as fuck,
like exploding.
Yeah, I can bring any my entire surroundings, I can bring up the temperature to room temperature.
Dude, that's actually, that could be mighty, because room temperature is what, 20, 25 degrees?
Yeah, okay, Celsius, yeah.
But, I mean, okay,
it means I can live in South Africa.
Oh, those people, no, but, oh, those
that's actually really powerful. What if
we're suffering heat stroke? Look, it's room temperature. Oh, there are people in the Arctic freezing, send me over, Cap'n! I can bring them up to room temperature.
Brenda.
Jesus.
Brenda, what if you had a capsule with liquid nitrogen in it? You throw it somewhere, bring it up to room temperature instantly. What do you think would happen?
Oh, no, that's going to cause a massive explosion.
Yeah, but I'm not going to feel comfortable walking around with a bunch of canisters with liquid nitrogen.
But here's the thing. Even small, like a small pop canisters of
or those CO2 canisters.
Yeah, that could still... If you for... Well, no, the CO2 canisters are already...
Oh, yeah, time. Yeah.
But if you can get, like, a small liquid nitrogen canister and manage to keep it cold, you can... I think you can at least blow a door open with that.
Then I'm pretty sure that, like, the change would be instant, so it's gonna do more than that.
Okay, but here's the thing. You need to consider the tensile strength, because when... okay, wait, then...
Remember, it's gonna be probably in a metal capsule, you know? So,
yeah,
it has quite a high tensile strength. Pressure will build up very rapidly.
Yeah, but is the pressure going to be enough? Okay, so... The density of liquid nitrogen is 0.8 grams per milliliter. The density... of just nitrogen. I'm going to assume 1.2 grams per liter. So to do the conversion, you need to multiply this one by 1,000, which would move the comma 3 spaces this way. That is what, if I'm doing my math right, that is almost... basically 9,000 times the pressure.
The PSI in that chamber would be 9,000 when it explodes, at least.
Okay, you're getting 9,000 grams per liter of pressure, but that's just the density. But here's the thing, gases can compress an incredible amount, but it will build the pressure. So now you need to figure out how much... like, if you fill the canister and then force that all to become air, the pressure will... well, it stands to reason that the pressure will increase, let's say, at least 1,000 times, if it's 9,000 times, if you account for, you know, ambient compression. But there's a chance, because there's something that happens, that the pressure will be so great that even if you ratchet up the temperature, it would still keep its liquid form, because the pressure is too high for it to sublimate into... I mean, to condense... no, condensing is gas to liquid, to evaporate into a gas.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. It might not even.
I might not be able to.
Okay, we'll need a more volatile gas then.
I mean, I think nitrogen is close to the most... close to the coldest one, if I can put it like that.
Hmm. I'm just trying to think of something you could use it for, you know? It might not be totally useless. Well, at least nothing will ever be too hot or too cold.
Yeah, you can just keep everyone around you comfy.
Yeah, it would just be comfortable. You'll have a nice life.
I mean, that is something that is, you know, it's pretty cool, pretty neato.
It's not, you're not Superman, but it's pretty cool.
Like you never have to pay for air conditioning either.
Yeah, no, that sucks, dude. Room temperature isn't cold. It's
okay, it's like, okay, what's the definition of room temperature?
The actual official one, it's 25 degrees Celsius, I think.
A room temperature is defined as 20 to 22 degrees Celsius. That's 68 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
No, that's
conventionally taken as about 20 degrees.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. 20 degrees, nice. That's a nice chill.
Celsius, that's a comfy temperature.
Yeah, that's pretty chill.
That's even enough to maybe slap on a jacket, you know. Dude, yeah. I would gladly live in permanent 20 degrees Celsius.
You know, I would like to live somewhere where I could wear a shirt during the day and not feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Not that such a place exists. Not that Jürgen is an exhibitionist, it's just, it's really fucking hot here.
I mean, even at night, it could almost hit 30.
Oh, that's one of the reasons I want to move to the Netherlands, because if we check the Netherlands average yearly temperature, not average height, average year, not income, temperature.
What is their average height?
Tall. The Dutch are a tall people.
Wait, are we gonna be short?
Okay, here's the thing. Listen to this. The Netherlands has a cool, cloudy, and humid weather. The annual average temperatures range between 5 degrees Celsius and 14.4 degrees Celsius.
Ooh,
that is
nice.
Cold, dude.
Not
that is
nice. There, cold. I've been there in the summer. It's not hotter than us, but the problem is the humidity makes it feel like it's hotter.
Okay, but here's the thing. It might snow, dude, okay? I don't care. It might snow.
I've never seen snow.
I don't want to see snow.
Why not?
Snow is going to be magical.
I come from a land of sand. It shall stay that way.
Yeah, you basically have like the opposite of snow.
It's called sand.
I come from a land of sand too, you prick. That's why I want snow.
I come from the land of sand.
I can't pelt people with sand balls.
You can.
Well, you can.
Yeah, a ball of sand doesn't hold. It doesn't hold its shape.
Hey,
you've got weak sand.
You don't really have water to spare.
making
nice sand balls not an option.
Yeah, that's not how it works. Okay, so, yeah, what brought us? Oh yeah, super. Okay, what would your I feel like we've discussed this before, but we're going to get. This is leading us into another topic. What would your superpower of choice be?
I don't know, but the previous thing, you know, about the sand kind of reminds me of a time where there was like a cycle of things I would do to a sand ball. That eventually it would reach a point where I could throw it against a wall and it will not break.
That's not a superpower.
No, but, you know, it's something I used to do. But I had pretty powerful sandballs to throw.
That sounds like a euphemism for something horrible. Happy Cyber Monday, by the way.
Probably, I don't know. Is being happy a superpower? Because it seems impossible.
Yes, it is. Nowadays, it definitely is.
I know, isn't that the best superpower?
Feeling joy for once in our sad, pathetic lives, yes.
I mean, because technically, you would be the happiest with that superpower. Compared to any other.
Susan, you're not going to be able to save all these people in this bank robbery. Yeah, but I'm going to be happier than all of them.
Hey, you're going to get shot in the face. Yeah, but I'm going to be happy about it. See?
Exactly.
For me, it is one of three, right? What I would choose. And this is also my answer to the next question I'm going to ask you guys. It's either the ability to create portals in the air of any size. And they work with portal physics. But they don't need to be attached to a wall.
Is it wormhole kind? Like, what is the physics of these portals?
The physics is they're convenient to me. If I make one in space, it's not suddenly going to have a rush of air. I can make one wherever the fuck I want it to be. I can choose what can go through it. I can choose its size.
Oh, wait. If you could actively choose what to go through it, then making one in space won't be a problem. Because you could choose the air not to go through
it. Yeah, that's my point. So I can literally, NASA can pay me to like, hey, you want to send a rover to Mars? Okay, cool. Whoosh. There you go. Oh, you want to colonize? Whoosh. Bigger portal. Go. But, okay, so, this will not do. It's either that, the ability to control luck. Well, control probabilities. Like, oh, there's a 0% probability that I would find $1 million and there would be absolutely no consequences to me taking it and spending it however I see fit. Oh, make that 100%. Absorption, like I've talked about before, and super speed. Those are the four. The most powerful powers, in my opinion.
Right, flash kind of super speed?
Flash-based super speed.
Nice.
So now the question that I'm posing to you guys is who is the most powerful super being that's ever been created in your opinion?
Jesus.
Because I've been in a bit of an argument with someone, and I need a few extra sets of opinions.
I recently looked at the chart for the most powerful superheroes.
Are you like including manga and shit as well?
Yeah, the most powerful super being ever created.
Goku.
No, not Goku. Fuck Goku. I know, the guy I'm in an argument with says Goku. It's not Goku.
No, it's
okay, the only reason powers, is he,
I like bringing this
literally up. The only reason he says Goku is because Goku has, theoretically, because of the way it's written, infinite possibility. But he could still die to someone who could kill him.
But,
allow me to tell you why he's wrong.
Jonathan,
go ahead.
If you take into power scaling and just feats of strength throughout the entire universe of anime, technically speaking, Sailor Moon is stronger than Goku.
Well, yeah. Like, who I...
She fucks Goku up without even trying.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing. The most powerful super being, in my humble opinion, that no one asked for, is the Flash. But Barry Allen Flash, to be specific.
Yeah, because he has theoretically infinite speed, and with that infinite speed, he has infinite kinetic force.
Yeah, and as he runs, he just generates more speed.
Yeah, so if he hits someone with that much kinetic force, they would evaporate.
Yeah, and he can absorb kinetic energy from the rest of the universe. Like, just, I'm going to take this kinetic energy into myself. And
Wait.
I mean, he beat instant teleportation, for fuck's sakes.
Wait, Brendan, you're saying he could absorb kinetic energy from the universe, meaning everyone in the universe too, right?
Yeah, I know it.
Yes, that's he did one that.
Of,
so that's
he is stronger than everyone in the universe combined.
Yes, theoretically.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of his powers. Is you can steal kinetic energy from any object.
Well, that literally makes him the most powerful, not even being, object, too, in the universe.
I have to think, I can't remember, I think it's DC that has a version of God.
All the universes have some version of God.
But aren't they, like, stronger? Like, the people that literally can control all creation?
Listen, the Flash, he fucks.
But I mean, you can't move if you aren't a thing.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I'm talking about, like, gods that...
does not exist in time. Flash is not a time-based entity.
The people that created time, that created everything. He can... I'm talking about the guy that's like, oh, snap, you never existed, you never will exist, you do not exist now. The particles that made them, like the carbon Watcher, that formed your mother's ovaries never came into creation.
Flash can just go chill out in the Speed Force. Then they can't do anything about him.
Okay, yeah, he literally created his own field.
What?
So they wouldn't have any power over it.
I mean, right? What about Batmite and those type of beings?
Who?
Batmite.
He's literal god in,
the guy that literally thinks of something and it exists.
Why do I not know about this?
Or happens.
Or the other guy that I can't remember what his name is. Yeah, the one that, if you say his name is a name that is like, it's backwards, but if you say the name, he becomes powerless. He fucks with Superman a lot.
Mitzelplick?
Yeah, that one. I mean, talking about those level of beings, the one that literally they don't give a fuck. They can do anything.
I can kind of see why they don't, because if you're that powerful, fucking with people is like the only fun thing left.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, what about those type of entities? I mean, they can literally shape and form the universe as they please. Or take, for instance, Deadpool. You're saying, okay, the Flash doesn't exist within time. What if Deadpool goes the same way he went with the Marvel Cinematic, kills the Marvel Universe, pops out of his comic, walks over to the DC Corporation, and kills the guy who creates Flash?
No, he first goes back into time, you know, and then kills the guy who created Flash before he did it.
Yeah, and but that's what he didn't kill the Marvel Universe, is he stepped out, killed his own creators, and then he went on to create all the inspirations for all superheroes. Like, he killed, I think he didn't kill Frankenstein.
He killed the Three Musketeers to eliminate the concept of a super team.
Yeah, he killed Dr. Frankenstein, he didn't kill Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, because Dr. Frankenstein couldn't create Frankenstein's monster if he was fucking dead.
Yeah. I mean, talk about, what about that?
You have a point.
I mean, fourth wall breaking. But, yeah, okay. So if you're only speaking within the confines of the comics and movies, someone who can literally do that would be the most powerful.
I mean, yeah, there is probably someone in anime like that too. Maybe like Kuenma from Yo Yo Hakusho.
I think there's another being in the Marvel Universe that can also break the fourth wall.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, people like that.
Dora the Explorer.
I think, Dora the Explorer meets Flash. Can you see the map? What? What are you talking to, little girl?
I almost made a massive fucking mistake.
What?
I'm gonna say it anyway. I almost said, hey, you know, Flash should fuck Dora, and then I realized, wait. No.
Yeah, that's... maybe not say that. But you kind of did, though.
But I said it.
So you are accountable for that now.
I am never accountable for anything. Have you ever seen me take responsibility for anything?
Doesn't mean you're not responsible.
Yes, it does. You shh.
Logic.
You don't have proof I did anything.
We literally do.
Shh.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna immortalize the proof.
I can delete my audio. What audio? What happened? What are you talking about?
You're not gonna though, okay? So yeah.
I can though. Okay, so something horrifying just happened.
Like just?
Amazon sent me an email saying, hey, your payment for this order you made has declined, and my card expires in essentially 1 hour, and I need to make sure that this thing, you know, goes through before that happens, but I can't find anywhere on the fucking Amazon page for them to reach. I checked, I have the money I need for this. But no, by the way, speaking of money, you can support us financially by going to patreon.com/shuttlechaospodcast. Once we reach $25 per month in patrons, that means we can do the podcast indefinitely. And also you get access to a bunch of, you know, fun new tiers, fun things if you support us over there. Back to the story, there's nowhere for me to say, hey, retry the payment. There's not a button for that.
Okay, well, what do they say in the email then?
The email literally just said, hey, hello, Brendan. We are having trouble authorizing your payment for the items below. Please verify or update your payment method. If your payment information is correct, please contact your bank. It is fucking 11 p.m. My bank is not going
to
answer me.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to contact your bank. And even if you do contact your bank and it's a problem there and they fix it, how do you contact them? Like, how do you make them retry the payment?
Yeah, come on, there has to be, why isn't there a fucking live chat thing for Amazon? Why can I not just hit up Amazon?
But okay, where's
the customer
back to
service?
The previous topic, I found the guy, the one above all. He's like the god of the Marvel Universe. The number one theory is apparently that it's just Stan Lee himself. But yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's not gonna be the thing.
But it's like, yeah, here's the thing. He is capable of creating or destroying all reality, should he so choose.
Nice.
He's just.
So he's an observer.
Yeah, he's basically that. Oh no, there is someone like that. I think this is in the DC. Yeah. The DEC's version of this is the presence.
The presence?
Yeah.
So Santa?
Yeah, you know, I... No, not Santa.
Thank you for
the presence, you know, like the Holy Spirit. Ooh. Like that kind of presence.
So Jesus?
And apparently, you can't kill either of them. It says, like, the present can get hurt. Like, if it appears in physical form, you can hurt it and kill it. But it will not die. It won't die. It'll just come back. Eventually.
Okay, so you can delay it.
Not really. It's just like... It's...
I mean, if you kill it, then it comes back eventually. You didn't say immediately.
Dude, who knows what that thing's eventuality is? I mean, technically, it's like that thing... It's the kind of thing, it's like... It doesn't... It has always existed. It's always going to exist. And
okay,
it's
so
existing
it's
right
like
now.
It's like a fundamental mechanic of the universe. So even if it's killed, it has to be created again for the universe to continue.
Yeah, it just...
More or less, it seems...
Yeah.
So it's like trying to kill the universe.
Yeah, it's just there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that doesn't count then.
It's just like it's there.
Yeah, it's like air, okay? Air is the most powerful. You cannot kill it.
Flash, I'm going to steal your kinetic energy. The presence, boy. What energy? Wait, what? I am all. What do you mean?
I don't think we could count that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, technically, if you had to go, those are the most powerful beings and things in the universe.
Well, if Flash... Could Deadpool, theoretically, inform and convince other people of the fourth wall?
Yes, but they wouldn't believe him. It would be like me coming to you and telling you, hey, they're watching us, and just pointing to the left. Look, there's just a fucking wall or, you know, a random poodle standing there. Yeah. And like...
No, but, like, is it theoretically possible to make someone believe? No. Like, if they genuinely believe him? Or is it, like, part of, like, you know, written
I don't think
laws
it is possible,
or something
though.
That's... Even if you tell someone, they cannot believe him.
I don't think
because as soon as someone knows, they can also use that power.
Not necessarily. I mean, I know. I know that the fourth wall might possibly exist. That doesn't change the fact that we might be fictional characters.
No, you know it might possibly exist. You don't know definitely that it exists. You see what I'm saying?
No, but, you know. Well, no, but actually, no, I understand. I get it. I'm just memeing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something to think about.
A lot of my windows keep hiding from me off screen. Like, I try to open Audacity again, and it was just, like, on the bottom left, just, like, way out there. And I had to drag it back.
We got 20 minutes to fill. Brendan, hit us up with one of them topics.
Well, boys, I hate to say it, but I'm kidding. We have not reached the bottom of this bountiful bag of topics just yet. Okay, so we talked about the Elijah Wood fandom. Then we cleared that one off. And we talked about the strongest super being. Cool. Next one is sex sports. And this is exactly what it sounds like. Like, I want to see sports that involve sex in some way. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, full-on hardcore shit, but... You know, like, fucking... I had a week to think... Because I thought of this on Monday. I had a week to think of examples, and I haven't. But, you know, just seeing... Because it is such a big industry... Why not use it?
Okay, sorry, I'm back.
So you stop it right there. There is the Sex Olympics.
Really?
Yes, really. That is a thing. It exists
like,
in the real world.
I mean, is it? I have to ask. Is it like a porn site thought like that's
its theme. It's an actual legit thing.
Oh, cool.
Like, yeah, I don't mean sex, but like exclusively porn based, but well, just make it ridiculous. Like, it's football, but replace the ball with a dildo, and all the players have to
okay,
be
what
like,
about, you know,
in very skimpy clothing.
What about front flip into, you know, into someone?
And that,
no,
can't,
that can
be injuries.
Dude, can you...
What about lifting an entire person without your hands?
You thought, yeah, that's gonna someone's gonna break something.
No, those are actual things.
I need to break something. Do you do realize that you can break your dick, right?
Well, apparently not these people.
Apparently, he's got a strong dick.
Like, you shouldn't go trying to, you know, fucking snap that thing in half, because
you might.
I wonder how. I wonder what percentage of people do break it.
Apparently, it's more common.
Is the percentage high or low?
Apparently, it's a common occurrence in the ER.
Like, oh, yeah. we got another guy with a broken dick.
So what was it this time, son?
Like, I've heard like a lot of things about.
We've all heard horror stories.
Expel that thought. Never think of it again.
The worst part is, when I learned this, it was in like a fucking YouTube video, and they showed a picture of someone snapping a cucumber in half, and it just sent like a cringe down my spine that I don't think I ever fully recovered from.
Yeah. Like, we can all feel it. You know, when they look in your eyes and they intentively chop, you know?
You're not.
Just slowly like, whoosh.
Here's another one. Imagine for a second, someone took your balls, put it in a vise, and very slowly turned that.
Imagine you had an actual bone.
Okay, can we stop? I hate myself already. I want to kill myself.
We could just all
want to exist.
We could just be glad none of us was like, yeah, can you imagine you put your balls in a vise and you just are, yeah.
You know that soft kind of bone you have, you know? Imagine
cartilage.
like your nose. Imagine what one of those that would break so easily and so often.
You know cartilage can't break, right?
It can.
My ears are, I tell a different story. I can frumble
no, your
them up
ears,
like a piece of paper.
Your ears consist of tiny small bones.
You get not
Your outer ear, the shell of the ear, man.
I know the.
Yeah,
I know
that's
the,
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it has small bones in
no,
it.
That's
no,
cartilage.
It's those.
Oh.
And you
well,
get.
Yeah.
And this thing is.
Okay, how
not
do you break
exactly.
Your nose, then?
You get different types of cartilage.
No, but because your nose has an actual piece of bone, too, you know that.
Yeah, like, yeah, but the tip of your nose and that is mostly cartilage.
You can feel the bridge of your nose. That's bone.
I'm pretty sure I've broken cartilage. Well, not my own, but, you know, in meats. Like a chicken or something.
You can break cartilage. You can break things
yeah,
that are made instead
that.
Of cartilage. But yeah, it's not the same as breaking like an actual bone.
Then I just have very squishy cartilage.
Yeah, it's because it's a certain type of. Yeah, you get. I think there are like three different types of cartilage that you get throughout your body.
This is fucking causing. This Amazon thing is causing me panic because I have an hour to sort it and I can't find where the fucking. Why can I not talk to someone? Give me a
yeah,
support
so they're
representative.
Like, yeah, talk to
give
someone.
Give me a support representative, please. I need it. I need an adult. I'm not ready to handle money on my own.
Okay, so could you? Wait, no. They probably won't work, like, if you email them or something.
Ooh, a contact us button.
It would take too long.
I finally found one.
You found what?
A contact us button. Payment charges or gift cards. That sounds just about right.
Well, that is exactly what you need.
It is.
You're struggling with payment and charges. At the same time.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, do you feel like throwing another topic in our way?
Yeah, sure. Sorry, this is fucking dragging my attention. Okay, so we did sex sports. Fuck, these other topics are actually girthy ones that I wanted to save, but... Okay, I want to discuss etiquette. etiquette.
Okay, but what aspect
in
of it?
Etiquette in bizarre situations. Okay, so let's say that you, the three of us, let's make an example of the three of us so I don't, you know, accidentally offend someone, right? The three of us are on an island, right? It is, there's no hope for survival, no for rescue for the foreseeable future. Who do we eat first?
How do you decide?
Yeah, what is the etiquette for deciding who we eat first? And how do you approach it?
Okay, so we're assuming that we're on an island with no possible other foods.
Yes.
I would say
I would probably say the person that dies first.
Yeah, but by the time... Yeah, but that's the thing, it depends on how they die. The others would probably be too weak to, you know, actually eat them and still survive.
I think tier-wise, it goes like the already dead, if their corpses aren't rotting. Then maybe the old, and then maybe the frail, like the wounded, who are not sick, but you know, like wounded. You can't eat sick people. And then I think it's battle royale. I'm sorry. Then it's grab a stone and. Because I think at that point, your morality is so compromised. You don't want to get live out of that situation.
Okay. How about you're on an island, with a small amount of food? You know.
Okay.
Like, one of you die, and you're just like, okay, we have an opportunity to eat this, but we do have enough food.
Okay.
But it's minimal, and we're suffering.
Define enough.
How long do you wait? Or do you wait at all to start eating the other person?
No. Okay, here's the thing. If you can guarantee food, like, okay, you're going to be a bit hungry, but you can guarantee that food won't be an issue, then...
No, you're going to be a lot hungry, like, you barely surviving.
Still... Unless it's life or death, you don't eat the person.
Like, you just bury him.
Okay. Next one. Let's say you walk in into your room, right? And you see, hey, listen, it looks like my best friend is having sex with my girlfriend, right? So you go to the kitchen and grab a knife, and you, like, raise it above your best friend. You're ready to fucking stab the fucker. He turns around, you see, hey, it's your best friend, but that's not your girlfriend. That's his girlfriend, and they're just banging in your bed. You're still holding the knife, ready to stab this poor motherfucker. What is the etiquette?
Well, damn.
What do you do? What is the proper way to handle that situation?
Okay, so you're standing there over them both with a knife in your hand, like
your knife raised. Fucking, you're gonna bring that shit. You were about to bring that shit.
I think
down.
It's gonna be like that. I think with the inner panic in me, it's just gonna force me to go full sitcom. Hey, buddy, what you doing?
I'll probably be like, I'm extremely sorry. You can meet me outside when you're ready, and I'll explain.
I think I'd go with, like, I think I'd freeze, and the moment they ask me for why I had the knife, I'd be like, I bought a cake, I was gonna offer you a slice. Just, you know, blatantly lie just to get myself out of them, and then after they get dressed and come out, you know, ask them why the fuck they were having sex in my bed.
Yeah, it's like you painted the scenario as if you weren't expecting them to be in your house at all.
Yeah. Okay. This one I'm yoinking straight from an internet historian video. You have a waiter in a restaurant, right? He spills a drink on you. Do you make a scene? Like, it's completely accidentally. He is apologetic, you know?
It's just like, you know, it happens.
Well, I'm going to have to get up and go now. It's like, I'm gonna need some kind of compensation. Like, if I have a lot of money to spare, like,
you won't get charged for the drink anymore, of course, you know. It's
the question is, well, like, just the where drink. Is the spillage, and is it hot or is
sure
it cold?
They ruined my meal too.
Let's say, no, the spillage is completely on you. Let's say it's on your shirt, right?
The shirt is fine, but if it's on my pants, and on my shoes,
okay, if the shirt is ruined.
No. It's just like Coke or something. It's not something that'll ruin. It's not wine. It won't, you know, ruin a shirt.
Coke is okay. We're like, oh, dude, come. Then might just like.
Okay, then I'm pretty sure it depends if you're alone, with a group, with someone.
I honestly think okay, you can get upset, but I honestly think you can't, you know, put shit on the waiter if he spilled one drink on you. No, just because you know accidents happen. But the waiter comes back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he feels bad enough.
The waiter comes back. He's ready to give you your second drink, but they haven't cleaned up the first drink yet. He slips on the first drink on the floor on it's spilled on the floor.
Spills the
second drink also on you. Do you say anything?
Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be upset at that point. Like, if that's your fault or not, you know, tough luck.
Okay.
I'm gonna, I'll be this in that. I'm going to probably curse. I'm going to probably yell something, but not at the waiter. Just like, fuck!
Fuck! Like, this waiter is going to be yelled at. I just got two drinks spilled at me.
He falls down. I'm just like. And he hits his head on the way down. He's not moving. What do you do?
I get up and walk.
I'll call someone else.
Okay, you're sitting there in shock. Like, this waiter is fucking dying, bleeding all over the floor. A third waiter saw him spill the second drink, doesn't realize it. He comes with a third drink, trips over the first waiter lying dying on the floor, spills another drink on you.
I think that's okay. The part where you just start yelling.
No, that's the part where you get up.
I don't think I'd yell. I just that, get up.
Walk. Dude, you're fleeing a crime scene.
It's not a crime scene. He killed himself.
You're not. You didn't touch him.
Motherfucker deserves it.
But isn't it like illegal to leave if someone dies in front of you?
I'm not fucking sticking around. Okay,
you call someone else. Said, are you qualified to handle the situation? If they at all say yes, you leave.
Okay, new one. This might be the last one. How much time do we have left? Oh no, we have plenty of time.
Okay, 4 minutes.
New one. You're at a funeral of someone you don't really know, right? It's like, you know, your girlfriend's cousin's dog's uncle or some shit, right? So you go...
So it would be a dog.
Fuck. You know what I mean. So, you know, it's someone's loved one that's dead. So you just go to support the someone, but you don't really know the dead person, right? They ask you to speak at the funeral. Do you say something? What is your reaction?
Well, firstly, I'd ask them, why? Why do you want me to speak?
What, like, am I being asked to speak at a funeral where I don't really know the person?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm just, sorry, no. I've been in that situation, I just straight told them no. I don't feel comfortable, sorry, bye.
Okay, that was a quick answer.
Like, I barely speak to my family. Do you think I'm qualified to speak at a funeral?
No, dude, it's better than wait if you... I've been through enough funerals to know that a shit eulogy is better than no eulogy at all.
Okay, what if, like, literally no one else is willing to go speak?
That's why you have pastors.
They go and say,
asked you, would you speak?
That's why you have pastors.
This man was, like, from a small town, you know, everybody knew him. Even the pastor is too choked up to get out of the eulogy. You're the only person... who can get two sentences out without, you know, snot going everywhere and, you know, tear...
Then you put on some saving grace and say a prayer. That's it. Have a nice day.
Okay, fair enough.
You don't spoil it with, like, with the awkward... Oh, so, yeah, Jim. What a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he always... Yeah, two legs. Yeah, good old two-leg Jim. What a guy!
His name was John!
Okay, Brendan, would you guys want a eulogy at your funeral?
No. I don't want a funeral.
I just want one of my friends to, like, you know, come over, look, like, extremely sad, you know, take a handful of dirt, drop it on the casket, you know, put on the sunglasses, and just... walk away. That's it. Don't say a word. Don't show up to the service or anything. Just in the middle of the thing, walk up to the casket, take a handful of dirt, drop it, put on the glasses.
So you're away. Jewish?
No. What?
It's a Jewish tradition, the whole putting dirt on the casket thing.
Okay. You know what I mean, though? Just, you know, show up, you know, fucking... Or even... Like, I want something, you know, super
Or, you
vague.
Know, just show up. Or... look at the casket or something, give the nod, leave.
Yeah, show up, you know, look at, like, if I'm cremated, look at the urn, give a curt nod, put on the sunglasses, and walk away, and refuse to answer any questions.
Well, I'm pretty sure people will know that you're, like, a friend.
My family has never met you two. They don't know what you two look like.
Well, by the time you're dead, I'm pretty sure they'll know.
Or, you know, just go to, like, the edge of the grave or wherever. You know, just drop to one knee. Like, look like you're desperate, like, really fighting to hold back tears. You know, mumble something very vague, but that seems like a mission statement. Like, don't worry, man. I'll finish what you started. And then walk away.
Or threaten to jump into the casket. Like, disrupt the entire funeral.
Just, you know, walk up and start climbing in. It's like, what are you doing? If he's dead, I'm going with him, damn it.
Yeah, like, there's no way you're getting me out of here. You have to fill the hole with me in it.
That reminds me, if I can meme I saw it. It's like, you know, a guy trying to bury another guy alive, just fucking shoveling dirt more and more rapidly. Other guy's like, exactly, and, you know, he looks down like it's fucking graves. It's like, how the fuck are you managing to eat the dirt that fast? I'm very happy that made some form of sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Another one.
I understood it. Right?
Now, we've all had the dreaded, you know, at least thought about the experience of, you know, your dad or your mom walks in on you watching porn, right? But what do you do if you walk in on your mom or dad watching porn?
Pretend it didn't happen, just like they did for you, and they knew full what put you
in. No, but yeah, listen, you walk in, like, full eye contact, you saw what was on the screen, there was no denying, you, like, everything that just happened.
You leave and pretend it didn't happen.
It's one of those things, dude.
Okay,
it's,
that is a good answer.
I feel I'm level-headed enough to just be like, you know, open the door. Nope. Close the door.
It's open, you know, completely blank expression. Close, walk away, leap off a bridge. You know, bleach the retinas. Okay, what if, the same scenario, but you pretend like nothing happens. Afterwards, they come to you to say, "Hey, can we talk about what just happened?"
I would say, "Do we really need to? Because I really don't want to."
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna keep running with this. Say, okay, I know you saw that, and I don't want to talk about that, but I don't know how to delete the internet history, and I don't want your dad or your mom to find out. Can you help? Do you?
I'm pretty sure I'd be scarred, jaded, emotionless, and just go and delete it and, you know, go to sleep.
So
forget it ever happened.
It's called fucking Google. Man, get up and leave. And then he hears the car start and gone.
Get the fuck out of my room. Leave. Don't talk to me. I'm gonna need a few months to recover from this. I don't think we should look at each other.
It's like, where are you going? Out! Out where? Out! Just leave. No.
I've done that before. Where I was so royally annoyed and pissed off, I left.
Okay. Last one. This might be the last one. You go to the store, right? You're gonna do some shopping.
I've been to the store.
There are two versions of this that I'm also yoinking from Internet Historian, but it's a good example. Okay, right? So, you go to the store, you, like, pack a trolley full of shit, right? And then you decide, okay, cool, I'm done, and you walk away, and you leave the trolley right where it is. Nothing stops you from doing that. Like, that's not illegal.
Nope.
That's just moving shit around inside the store.
It is a dick move, though.
No, it's a dick move, for sure, but it's not illegal. Also, nothing stops you from, like, walking by and, like, you know, staring into other people's trolleys, you know. Huh.
Okay, what if, you know, you go to a store, you do exactly that, you pack everything, you know, and then go in reverse and put everything back on the counter and then leave.
I think people would just assume you looked at your bank account, realized you were poor, and then walked away.
No, you didn't just walk away. Like, I'm pretty sure most people would just leave it and walk away. But you carefully put everything back exactly where you got it.
That's called courtesy. That's just how you should do it. But there is a edge to this question. Okay, so And technically, it's not illegal for something in someone for you to take something out of someone else's trolley. It's not illegal. No? Because it's not... because you know, just because they wanted to buy it doesn't make it theirs yet. They haven't paid for it. So, the ethical, the etiquette dilemma, you know.
Okay, so if someone else has something and I can't get it somewhere else, I'll take it.
If you're walking, right, and you like turn your back because you're looking at the shelf and you're trying to pick, you know, what arugula plant you're gonna fucking grab for yourself, right? You turn back and you see, hey, my fucking cereal is gone out of my trolley. You look, and you know, that was the last box. You look over to the trolley of the fucking person a few feet away and they have your cereal.
I'd go take it.
Okay, what?
You can't stop
me. They call a shop employee over, say, hey, I had the cereal first, and you know that's your cereal, but... You know,
well, I'm going to fight for that cereal.
It depends on what like there is.
You don't have proof. Like, even if you say, oh, there's cameras, well, the camera probably saw you taking it.
Yeah, dick.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, you fight for your cereal, man. You can give it up.
Okay, and that's...
I think that's one of those moments I just... It's one of those... It's going to be so ridiculous. You're just going to be like... and just walk away.
Okay.
Sir, where are you going? You have my cereal, sir. Ah, just keep walking. No okay. Fucks given.
This is the very last one, and I hope you took that long. What do you do if you go on the internet and you find a pretty neat podcast and you listen to it and you enjoy the episode? What is the proper etiquette?
Ooh, this is just, I don't know. It seems hard, man. What a toughie. Ooh.
See, because what I feel... Jürgen, do you have any comments on this? It is a tough one.
It's an ethical dilemma right here.
Jürgen?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? I had to chase someone away.
If by chance, you know, a completely hypothetical situation, you found a podcast on the internet, you know, you listened to it, you enjoyed the episode, what is the proper etiquette in that situation?
If you enjoyed the episode, if you can, leave a like, or, you know, some kind of thing like that, do it.
A positive review, I agree. And I also think that, you know...
Like, you don't necessarily have to do a review. Like, some people are, like, kind of uncomfortable writing something and leaving it on the internet.
You can just drop the stars.
But if you, like, just pop 5 stars or something, you know,
I think another piece of good etiquette is, you know, to... If the creators of the podcast have some other social media, say, per se, Twitter or Instagram, you should go follow them at those places. And maybe even if you were a really kind, generous soul, that you would head over to some form of financial, you know, reward, donation of sorts. Maybe on patreon.com/podcast. And, you know, give them, show them your appreciation. I can't do this bit anymore.
okay, I realized way too late where you were going with this.
We're at the very end of the episode here, so we're like already 7 minutes overdue. So thank you all for listening.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we should end it. My computer just gave me an error message or something. My story.
Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Third Class Podcast. If you like it, leave a like. Third Class Podcast, Patreon, at Third Class PC, Twitter, Instagram, Third Class Podcast. Thank you.
Bye.